How can I explain this? It couldn't have happened at a worse time. I mean, I'd had the whole night to burp and... Gee, I hadn't even felt the slightest urge to burp, and yet, at that very moment, at the very worst possible time... Oops. Dead silence. Then, Mrs. Grundy's voice.
What was that?
What was what?
I heard something in that closet.
Well, maybe it was a bird.
It wasn't a bird. Get out of the way.
Her heavy footsteps pounded across the floor. I held my breath. The door flew open, and all at once I found myself, gazing up into the... Yikes. It was a huge 800-pound woman, and fellers, that look on her face would have curdled milk. Anyway, you might say that we... Slim and I, that is. We decided to start our trip to Montana a little sooner than scheduled, which was fine with me. I mean, I hadn't cared much for that fleabag hotel anyway. It was full of mice, you know, and the old hag who ran the place. Well, she had absolutely no sense of humor, and she hated dogs. Who needs to rent a room from a woman who hates dogs? Anyway, we... loaded our gear into the pickup and sort of slipped out of town. I rode up front with Slim. Things were pretty quiet up there. In fact, we might even say that the atmosphere was, well, poisonous. For the first 10 miles, Slim didn't say a word. He gripped the steering wheel with both hands and glared out at the highway. His lip was curled up like a... I don't know what, but it was curled up and looked unnatural. Then at last he turned to me and said 2 words. You bozo. Well, at least he'd said something.